The cold is a absolute doorway to the soul. There is so much unnecessary suffering in the world. We take pills, kill the symptoms, but not the cause. And apparently we cannot become happy, strong and healthy. Hey, I know the way. Cold is merciless, righteous. It brings you direct in the depth of yourself. You're not thinking. Your emotions stop. You are just surviving. And it brings you in the purity of the physiology as well as the soul. And you get in a different plane than our conditioning. And that makes you a free man.
What's special about Wim is that he kind of has this mind over body control that's pretty phenomenal. When he is exposed to the cold, his body just physically reacts differently from a lot of other people.
Welcome back to episode 83 of the Alpha Male Buddhist from Brooklyn podcast. I'm your host, Miguel. Today in the podcast, we're going to visit and give a good listen to a very, very interesting individual. I say he's actually a shaman. His name is Wim Hof, and he's from the Netherlands. He's Dutch, and he is known for his ability to do extreme feats, physical feats, such as withstand being in a container of ice cubes for over an hour, Guinness World Book of Records holder, extreme athlete, climbing Mount Everest in swim trunks, swimming underneath icebergs. The dude is freaking amazing. And for me to sit here and just try to describe him and his ability and the power of his mind wouldn't do him any justice. You need to look him up. And this is an interview that he did recently, the internet. So what we're going to do is, I don't want to get into too much of him. All I can tell you is that the dude is amazing with everything that he does, and basically has come up with the ability to cure depression and literally everything through his own system. As he said, the cold is his teacher. And I believe when he was age 17, he said the cold and the ice was calling out to him. He just felt that he needed to immerse himself in this frozen lake. And when he did, he felt pins and spikes and needles and the intensity of the cold. But within that, he found his breathing, and the breathing brought him to stillness, brought him to have the cold be his teacher. It's hard to explain. You have to listen to him. So for me, as I said, for me to sit here and kind of describe what he does and his shamanistic approach to life, all encompassing everything from depression to PTSD to just literally everything, man. The dude is amazing. Like I said, I don't want to keep repeating myself, but in this podcast, I'm going to keep it short. You're going to listen to the interview of him. And again, this is actually going to be released on YouTube with synchronized videos that go along with it. You'll see some clips of Wim Hof and just some other things that are very interesting that go along with this. So I want to thank you for listening. And Wim Hof is spelled W-I-M-H-O-F. Wim Hof. And as you listen to Wim, you notice how deep and spiritual he gets about reaching within the inner self, within the mind, within the brain. And he kind of encompasses biomechanical, physical, psychological, spiritual, everything. He just integrates everything into one. But as you really listen to him, you realize that it's really the mind and the power of the mind and realizing the self. Dude is profound. So let's get into it.
Today's episode is brought to you by our amazing friends at Blinkist. On their behalf, I hope you enjoy.
If I'm able to make my skin temperature not going down while being exposed to ice cold water, skin temperature, that's power. And that power is the same power we can learn to embrace and awaken, in which we are able to tackle any stressor in the world. Any stressor emotionally and physically and mentally, whatever you come up, we are built to be able to oppose that to get through and to learn and not to be afraid, because we have the power of the mind.
Hey everybody, welcome to Impact Theory. Our goal with this show and company is to introduce you to the people and ideas that will help you actually execute on your dreams. All right, today's guest is a real life superhero. The first time I heard about him, I really could not believe that he was real. He holds 26 official Guinness World Records for feats that were long believed to be fatal or just outright impossible. He's run a half marathon above the Arctic Circle barefoot. He's remained completely submerged in ice for nearly 2 hours, and he climbed Mount Everest wearing only shorts. He's also hung more than a mile off the ground by a single finger, run an entire marathon in the Namib Desert without drinking a single drop of water, and swam underneath the ice of a frozen ocean for almost the entire length of a football field on a single breath. His radical demonstrations of what the human animal is truly capable of have garnered him devotees and skeptics in equal measure, but he has systematically silenced the naysayers by subjecting himself to the rigors of science. He has allowed himself to be poked, prodded, and probed during his insane feats, and in one experiment even allowed himself to be injected with an endotoxin to prove through conscious action he could mobilize his immune system to neutralize the threat, which is exactly what he did. And when people tried to dismiss him as a genetic freak who is simply beyond the rest of us, he taught 12 more people to do exactly what he did, and they all got the exact same results. So please, help me in welcoming the man who can raise his core body temperature while submerged in an ice bath, the Iceman himself, Wim Hof. Welcome to the show, man.
Great intro.
Thank you.
Wow, warm-hearted, not cold.
Not cold at all. Cool. But now we're going to get into some of the cold-ass crazy shit that you do, and I want to talk about adaptation. What is it about what you do that triggers the adaptation response, and what adaptation response does it trigger?
The power to adapt to the stressor in general. We lost this connection. It's because we wear clothes all the time and we live in a comfort zone behavior. We think we can control nature, but by being non-stimulative in our behavior, we lost the connection in the depth of our physiology. Because we are able to adapt about to anything. We are built to be able to adapt without stress into any stressful situation and get a solution. The body knows, but because we got into this comfort zone behavior hundreds of years, our genetics have changed, our physiology has changed, everything has changed, and we lost actually the full power of the mind. And I'm here to bring it back. Impact. You better listen to this conversation. Yes.
I like that. All right, so how do we bring it back?
I did many studies already because I don't like speculation. I go through study, the scrutiny, and let any scientist prove me wrong, because I like to go through the truth, because I think there is more than meets the eye. I did many studies, and yes, I could resist the bacteria as thought of not being able by humans. We changed medical history by showing a group of people compared to 16,134 people becoming sick after injection of a endotoxemia, and then suddenly 1,200% score within a quarter of an hour, complete control over the innate immune system and the specific, by the way, the adaptive immune system. And how did I learn to do that and to pass it on? Because it's already there in us. It only needs to awaken.
Define the adaptive immune system.
The adaptive immune system is willfully regulating and controlling your T cells and B cells, and they are located in the bone marrow. We are able to willfully influence the bone marrow and to release the T and B cells, which are very specific in the targeting on the bacteria and the virus, and apoptosis, cell death, they created, instead of fever and uncontrolled shivering and headaches and being sick, flus, fever, and all that, is the second layer. We got into the third layer, into the depth of the immune system, into the deepest. So willfully being able to get into the bone marrow and release the T and B cells in case of inflammation is what we, and inflammation, I tell you, is the cause of any disease.
All right, that's a lot to dive into. So first of all, let's set aside inflammation for a second. I've heard you talk a lot about that, and we're definitely going to get into it because I struggle with inflammation. But did you just say that you can willfully control apoptosis?
Yes, anybody can.
Okay.
For that, we have the breathing exercises, and it has been shown in the comparative study. All the guys who did the breathing exercises, the endotoxin normally creates inflammation, and thus uncontrolled shivering, all over agony, headaches, and fever. And the people really get sick after being injected with the bacteria, E. coli. Mm. And that's normal. But it was not normal to be able to inoculate that reaction. How did we do that? By breathing exercises that are like controlled hypoxia, where through the brainstem, the fight and flight suddenly activates the adrenaline and resets the body. And resetting the body is going past our comfort zone conditioning, going back in our primordial state, the way nature meant it to be, and that is being able effectively to battle dis-ease. Very simple, very effective, very accessible for any human in the world. And then we go a step further. A step further is the last study wherein I was exposed to cold water. And just by a thought, I was able to make the skin temperature not going down while I was exposed to cold water on my skin, ice water.
Your skin temperature didn't go down?
Yes. And normally it goes down. That is what everybody thinks, isn't it? And yes, 74 people before me, they did it and they saw all the same graphics. It goes down after exposure to cold water. And when warm water comes up, then it goes up again and goes down, cold, warm, cold, warm, cold, warm. And then I did it, same. I didn't do anything. Why? Because I am in command of my breath. And with that, I become in command of my alchemy. And I'm able then to scent and to manipulate any part of my body. They looked inside the brain, and whereas normally stress comes on the body, and that could be cold, could be heat, but could also be emotion. Depression, bipolar, anxiety, fear, PTSD, trauma, it's all stress in the brain. Mm. And it gets inflamed, and we don't know how to break the loop. Now they looked inside of my brain while this stressor was going on, and I stayed out of the stressor. When the cold came in, I just stayed over there, and warmth, cold, warmth. I stayed in control. And then they looked inside the brain, and whereas normally the activity of the stress is highlighting the prefrontal cortex, the conscious brain, because it's cold. Oh, I feel bad because I'm divorced now and this and that and my business is gone and whatever, you know? Stress, real stress. And then the insula, which is normally active, very activated, when you go into deep meditation, then the insula gets is becoming more red. And then this is blue because deactivates the normal daily consciousness and the insula, the deep meditation is on. And blood flow goes in the deeper parts of the brain. Suddenly becomes all active and it's pleasant, it's nice, euphoric. And the stress coming to my body did not make my prefrontal cortex active. And then they saw something very remarkable, which is a robust activation of the PAG, which is part of the brain stem, that is the deepest part of the brain, the fight and flight, the survival, but also the area of the hormonal periaqueductal gray hemisphere, which is responsible for the activation of opioids. And we got an epidemic on opioids, isn't it? But we don't know how to tap in and to make these opioids work for us. Against it's like painkilling, analgesia, natural ones, very strong inside of us. We lost the connection, but now it is here. And the other one is the euphoric hormones, the cannabinoids, endocannabinoid system. Both are there, and they saw me activating for the first time in medical science, robustly into that area. That's why it did not only solve the stressor from not being cold, it was warm. And the professors, they had a difficult time putting more ice in the water because I was warming up the water. And I was doing nothing. That is the power of our mind. And what I can do, anybody is able to do. So, when people are depressed, or bipolar, or anxiety, or fear, or trauma, or PTSD, it is stress, and they cannot break the loop. I tell you, we found the key to break the loop. That's where I am right now with the science. And now this needs to be implemented for those in need. And there are many, many in need.
So that is so extraordinary. The fact, I'm so glad that you were doing a brain scan while you're doing that, because I imagine when I think about what you must be doing, I think about something being tense, something being hardened. And so when I've practiced your breathing, it's a very active, intense, like drive. But hearing you talk about it as meditative, of tapping into the insular, of, you know, activating deeper regions of your brain and not the prefrontal cortex, that paints like this whole other like emotional connection to have with what you're doing, which changes entirely how I approach what you're talking about. Which is really interesting.
Another thing is they say, we are doing right now, and we got it endorsed through the John W. Brick Mental Health Care Foundation, $1.2 million to endorse a study on the DNA in San Francisco with the top researchers over
see
there.
If you're changing DNA, yes, or if you have a mutation that allows you to do this.
DNA changes itself. It prolongs in cell activity, cell division, which is the telomeres. The condition of the telomeres is about longevity and the quality of life. If it is not attacked by inflamed transcription factors, then the genome expression is going to be just nice and right. And besides of that, the protective proteins around the cell are then through the hormetic exercises or the breathing you just mentioned, together with the cold showers, it is hormetic
well, let's
stress.
Define hormetic for
that
people.
Hormetic is like positive stress, conscious stress. Your neurology is inside that, and it connects with your body the way nature meant it to be. And in the primordial state of our cells, the cells should be protected by proteins. But because of our comfort zone behavior, they are inactive. And thus, the inflammatory impulses through the transcription factors, just little assholes, will go into the cell and they begin to mess up the telomeres, the longevity, the cell division, the condition thereof. And we live shorter and better, so less. And we are becoming vulnerable for the wrong genome expressions. And that causes diseases.
Guys, this is really interesting. If this is really shaking down to hormesis, which said another way is a little bit of bad, does you a lot of good.
Yes.
And so you actually need something that stresses the system in a way that most people would think of as bad.
Yes.
It actually ends up being good. And this is where I'm jarred in the best way possible with what you were saying about it being this meditative experience for you. Because I think of going in ice as brutally painful, of requiring all of my discipline and desire to battle through. Mm. And I wouldn't have thought of it as being something that I have to relax into. Of, you know, really sort of releasing, letting go, relaxing, almost removing myself from the, certainly removing myself from the suffering of the pain. Mm-hmm. But I'm curious, when you're doing this, and you've talked about dipping under the ice and going into this meditative state, and you've described it with these sound effects, mm-hmm. which I always found really interesting. But when you're going into that, do you feel the pain and divorce yourself from the suffering, or do you literally not feel any discomfort?
You feel anything, but you learn to let go. You follow the breath, and thus the hormonal system, the endocrine system, which we have shown in scientific research, is really active within your command. And with that comes the adrenaline, the epinephrine, the opiates, and the cannabinoids.
All right, now
they are very strong.
They're really strong painkillers, is what
yes.
you mean, right?
Yes.
So that's interesting. So you're saying that you're actually killing the pain by tapping into that system because you've kicked off all this neuropharmacology, basically.
Yes.
Okay, that's super interesting. What I want to know is when you're going into the meditative state, you know you've just been injected with the endotoxins.
Yes.
What are you visualizing? Like, what are you actually thinking when you're trying to get to adrenaline or bone marrow?
I tell you, if you go into the ice, you're really not thinking about your mortgage or your wife or this or that. You're not going to picnic. You feel. The focus will be on your feeling. How to get this feeling into adaptation and to overcome whatever is coming. And it goes directly. And I tell you, the cold has been my teacher. I just followed the teacher, the feeling, learned to let go. Intuitively, I felt, I want to do this. I did yoga, I did kung fu, I did all kinds of things. Great. But the cold is really merciless, but righteous. And I was ready to go in. I felt intuitively, I want to go in because it has got something. I don't know what it is. And yes, I went in and I felt it. The connection was there beyond any word. And that's what I was looking for. This tapping into deeper parts of the brain, feeling pure energy, feeling power, innate capacitated power we have to deal with that. I was looking for that. And since then, I went on and on and on and on. I did all these records and many more challenges. I did crazy stuff, really. Sitting all the night in your shorts outside in freezing temperatures and feel great. That is something, man. That is power. And I've been venturing and discovering more and more. And finally, I began to realize, but it's all in the mind. Oh, yes. So learning to let go in the right way, following your breath. The breath is able to prime the body and then your mind, the neurology of the mind. If I'm able to make my skin temperature not going down while being exposed to ice cold water, skin temperature, that's power. And that power is the same power we can learn to embrace and awaken. In which we are able to tackle any stressor in the world. Any stressor emotionally and physically and mentally, whatever you come up, we are built to be able to oppose that, to get through and to learn and not to be afraid because we have the power of the mind.
You can't imagine to what degree I want that to become real in my life. So I'm going to start pinning you down on some things so that I can walk away from this knowing.
Please do.
Okay, so it seems like there's two things to your method. Number one is the breath. So what I want to know is when you're breathing in the way that you're breathing, which there's a lot of great video on there that we'll link to in the show notes. So when you're breathing like that, why do you think that allows you to begin to reconnect to something that everyone will call the autonomic system, meaning that you don't have conscious control over it? How does that link it?
Yes, very simple. These breathing techniques I've learned to do in extreme cold. So they are extremely effective. Very soon I was able to stay and prolong my time in ice water, feeling great.
But is the breath just about oxygenating the tissues?
Oxygenating, not only to go past, in this case, to go past the lymphatic knots, which normally inhibits the oxygen to go deeper. Now we found a way to go past these knots into the lymphatic system. And with that, you come into the depth of your body and making you able to alkalize your blood within a couple of minutes. And with that, when the blood is the right pH degree, then suddenly the neurology of the mind, which is like electricity, is able to run through on a subtle basis.
How familiar are you with hyperbaric oxygen?
Not too much. I never did that, but so I know it heals infections, yeah, and skin problems and things. What we do is the same thing, but then naturally. We do controlled hypoxia, like controlled high stage strain. Mm-hmm. We just did a study in the Andes Mountains in South America on 4,500 meters. It's about 14,000 feet. And they compared Diamox, which is used for acute mountain sickness, very strong medicine, to the breathing. And the breathing won. So the breathing is more effective on those heights and in those extremes than a medicine. Wow. And this is unknown. And we got 8 more studies coming out. Hey, man, we got the power to be the alchemist within our body. That's the way nature meant it to be. Right. Another thing is, they say 20% of our brain is working. Fuck that, man. It is 100%. And we got the innate capacity to enter into any part of our brain. And now we have shown to get into the deepest. And with that, we become the commanders of our own mind and body. So actually, we are mammals. We are about, you know, we are built after millions of years as mammals. If physiology is inside, the wiring and everything is inside. And 3 times the world's length is vascular systems inside of us. Killer number one in our society is cardiovascular related. It's big time. And that is because we wear clothes. We are never being stimulated through cold, warm, and pressure. It's no longer there. So there is a mediocre state of our vascular conditioning. And that, and for that, we take cold showers.
Then there's some shock to the system that does, yes, something to the
vascular. Hormesis. We do it consciously. And with that, we connect even with the brain, with the vascular system all over. And it's amazing how simple it can be, how simple we can tackle this serial killer, the cardiovascular related diseases. We can tackle it. A cold shower a day keeps the doctor away.
I love that. So something that I didn't expect when I started Impact Theory is the number of people that stop me, the number of people that write to me and tell me that they're contemplating suicide.
So we got so many people who don't commit suicide because they found this. Mm. Because nobody wants not to live, but they don't know how to live.
Right.
And this reactivates and resets their body to the way nature meant it to be. And that is to be happy, strong, and healthy.
Yeah. Talk to me about your wife and how...
This is the way I started. My wife jumped from an 8-story down in 95. 4 children. I had no money, just there with 4 children. My children made me survive and nature healed me. And that was the cold. Because in the cold, you shut up. And all this turmoil, the emotional confusion, the broken heart, it's all physical. It's all real. The cold is able to shut it up, shut it down, and survive. And with that, I came slowly but surely in control over my emotions. And now I'm able to make people aware of that capacity, even without cold showers and all those things. But that's where it came from. Now, I was powerless then with my wife, who was schizophrenic and psychosis. They put all kinds of pills in, injections, didn't work whatsoever. Then I was powerless. But now I'm in power. In the subcurrent, I'm working now with those kids. They work with me, and we get it, spread this all over the world, that we found a way how to deal with emotions. With the cold, with the heat, with the stress in the brain, in the body, we found it. And now I'm almost so far
that I'm dealing with a new comparative study with Wayne State University in Michigan on a comparative study on bipolar people. Within 4 days, I will make them have an absolute sense of control wherein they are able to redirect their brain and balance within the out of balance hormonal manic depressions and all. And with that, my circle is round, from being powerless to power. And I'm a dropout from school. I'm teaching professors and doctors now all over the world. And they say, after seeing the results of me in the brain scans and the way I activate parts of the brain thought of impossible by humans, they say, this is a transformational technique that will change mental health care. And we see it. The cold is my warm friend.
Wow. Jesus, dude, that's so powerful. So I wanna walk through what you're doing in these 4 days with people that are in this situation and taking them from not feeling like they have control to feeling like they're in control. Is it the exact same thing that you would teach somebody that's getting the injection with the endotoxin?
Like, yes.
There's literally no difference.
There's no difference. If people get to me and they want to learn how to beat inflammation, both with a physical course and effect as a mental, then come and I'll teach you. Because nature is my master, nature is my teacher. I just obey to the rules and I know its tricks, etc. I'm going to hand you over. Within 4 days, you know it all. And then you learn to go into depth, into the sixth sense, seventh sense, eighth sense, all controlled the way nature meant it to be. I reset people within a couple of days and then go past the conditioning. And then it is up to them to get out of the trodden neurological pathways and get into the new one. And then they asked me, hey, Wim, what is enlightenment? Because I never asked it, but I have to ask you because it seems you got some answers. I say, well, okay, whole Bibles and Korans are written about that shit. So I tell you in one sentence what it is. Just be happy, strong, and healthy, and the rest is bullshit. Yes, the way we are schooled is to take on that autoimmune diseases, cancer, depression, and alike. And power, gaining power and being insensitive is normal. I think it is sick. And we got to stand up and show through scientific research that no speculation, that it is not so.
And it sounds like what you're saying is the thing that stops us all from that at a really like cellular level is inflammation.
Yes.
So the sort of general root cause, because you've talked about being able to alleviate symptoms of arthritis, even thrown in cancer, because to you, the root cause of all of that is inflammation.
Inflammation causing deregulation on cell level, in the DNA, in the genome expression. It's all the same thing. Now we have learned to tap into the lymphatic system. We just finished this study within 20 minutes, alkalize the blood in the lymphatic system, which is the deepest one, considered to be inaccessible, now is accessible. And it's actually the storage of garbage chemistry within our body. And now we know with these breathing techniques how to get past the knots, get into the slight acidic state of the storage capacity of the lymphatic system and change it into becoming alkaline or cleanse it.
When we're getting past the knots, so we're admittedly, for anybody watching, we're way out of my depth. So I'm going to be asking probing questions that are educated, but I fully understand I'm outside my depth here. But when you sleep, your brain actually shrinks because the inflammation goes down. It allows certain, I'm going to use the word toxins, to be flushed out of the brain. Things like the amyloid plaques and things that can build up in somebody that ultimately will show signs of Alzheimer's. Do you think that what's happening at the lymphatic level is a similar kind of reduction in inflammation caused by the breathing?
Absolutely.
Pulling the oxygen in. That, I mean, at least there's like an internal logic that I can wrap my head around, which would be immediately clear.
It is paired with the parasympathetic activity, which is done on the autonomic nervous system level. Now, we have shown to get into the autonomic nervous system,
and to create both sympathetic and parasympathetic nervous system activity at will. So if you do the breathing before you go to sleep, or if you do the cold showers, then you will sleep better. So cold shower a day keeps the doctor away. Yes, and it's good.
All right, so for everybody that's about to embark on this journey, and I'll include myself in that, I want to go back to when you're 17.
Yes.
The ice water starts calling to you. And also, part of what makes this fascinating is you have an identical twin.
Yes.
So, one, it's fascinating that you guys took very divergent paths. So, if I understand right, you've begun to teach him your method.
Yes.
But when you're there at the water and it's calling to you, what is that? Like at 17, I know you'd been searching for, like, I need this, whatever this is, I need it all to make sense. I need to connect to a God or something to fill me up, to let me connect to something bigger than myself. So you have that calling.
I don't know what, but it is there and it is inside of me and it's more than meets the eye and all that. And it made me at age of 12, study psychology and going into Hinduism, Buddhism, and all kinds of esoteric disciplines. And when I was 17, I just had this feeling. And my twin brother, who is identical, is not able to do, only after my training to come up with the results. Mm. Because it's not genetical, it is trained. And so this one is able to be trained by anybody.
God, the fact that you're an identical twin, it's like you're the perfect subject. I mean, it's literally crazy. You have an identical twin to be like the perfect control subject.
Yes, yes, absolutely. It's like 100% genetical score match, and he is not able to do it, and I'm able to do it. So they did certain kinds of experiments, and they saw this in scientific environment. That I was able to do things and he could not. And then later when I trained him, he was able to do about the same.
Jesus, that's extraordinary.
We all are able to battle inflammation, to have a control top down in our body much more than we thought possible. At least to be able to guarantee happiness, strength, and health, which is all related to hormones and the control over the immune system and nervous system.
All right, let's go to the next step. So you've got happiness, strength.
And health.
And health. So what is happiness?
Happiness is all the euphoric hormones related to the endocannabinoid system. We have absolute access therein at will. We only need to invest and exercise into that. Like a child has to learn to walk. So what do you want? You want to be dependent on pills and this and that and drugs, etc.? Or do you want to get high on your own supply? It's there.
Why do you play guitar?
Music is the voice of the heart, of course, of your feeling. And it's resonance. And resonance get into the brain waves. And we have tested this with the NASA equipment, doing the breathing. Makes you able to go into these deep alpha, delta, gamma waves in fully controlled. But music,
you can shift your brainwave just at will.
Yes, anybody can do that.
How far could you go to, like if I said, we're all gonna make noise, but I want you to get into a gamma wave state, which is like fucking deep meditation. Could you do that in like 5 minutes or less?
Oh, yeah, less, I think. If I go, a couple of minutes, I'm getting there.
Wow.
I'm resonating with that voice, with that resonance, and that affects certain parts of the brain, deeper parts of the brain, who are connected with the voice and resonance, and which is a deeper part of the brain, begins to be activated. Thus, the blood flow begins to descend into the depth of the brain. And then it becomes enlightened and activated and gets the nutrients and the biochemistry. And that's meditation all about. Now, mindfulness is very much researched. And it shows that through mindfulness, you are able to activate deeper parts of the brain. They become more alive because simply the blood flow goes to these deeper parts. But what we have seen now in the brain scans not even seasoned practitioners in mindfulness are able to activate those parts you have been activating. Mm. And I say it's innately capacitated to anybody, but it needs the conscious technique and the passing on of that. Not money, etc., but it is there, but it needs to be awakened. It needs to be shown. If you always walked this way to the house because that's your knowledge, you don't know the shortcut, which was always there.
God, is there any way for you to put it into words? So obviously there's no substitute for the training, but what is it? Like, they're such practiced meditators, but they can't do what you can do. So what is that thing that you're able to pass on in 4 days?
The confidence, opening up your heart, and suddenly you become aware that it is simply there. Within 4 days, we get into a tribal sense together. Mm. There is no me and you. We are together in nature, battling cold. There is no thought. You help each other. You get this natural sense of helping each other, which enables me, like oxytocin. I help you. It's really strong, that oxytocin. And within those groups I do in nature, within 1.5 day, they are out of their conditioned state of the mind, holding in tension, and they're completely open, relaxed. And then they are able to let go and let the body do what the body is able to do in extreme situations, because they are no longer confined in their narrowed consciousness. Everything reacts directly and finds the answer. And with that comes everybody. And it all suddenly makes sense that love is the greatest power of the universe, and that we lost the tribal sense of helping each other. And that makes them able in just 4 days to go in temperatures like way down in freezing freezing conditions, and then having great fun and dance the Harlem Shake in your socks off on the mountaintop after hours in those conditions. Makes the depth suddenly aware to one's consciousness. And that is like, I never felt this. But that's you. And that you, we are here to promote, to show that everybody has it. And so all the problems in the world, we have a system inside, in willful, possible command, if we only exercise and awaken to it, to handle anything that comes to us, because that's the way we were built. Not hopeless, full of hope, and not 20% of the brain capacity within our command, but 100. And there it is. And with 100, we find freedom, because we can go anywhere without fear, because we are in control.
God damn, I love that. Before I ask my last question, tell these guys where they can find you.
I got a website. It's wimhofmethod.com. There is a free app, and you can get it all for free on there, and then you try out, because feeling is understanding.
All right, my last question. What's the impact that you want to have on the world?
Together with impact theory, we go into the deeds and make it possible. And impact theory is not only impact theory. You guys are a platform, and you bring it out, and there are the deeds, because people will take this up through common sense. Hey man, this shit works. And with that, it's gonna run, because when shit works, it gets all the place. Mm.
Do you wanna see this in school systems?
Oh, absolutely. I think they should not only be trained in, say, mathematics and history and language, but also in happiness, strength, and health. And children know. They are naturally still at the core. We got alienated. They are still there. They are born with it. We should never go away, because that unconditional love, unconditional power to be healthy, strong and held and happy, doesn't need 6 cars or 10 houses. No, it's already there. And with that, we go away from this possessive way of thinking and insensitive, trying to find a position to secure our life and all that, fear-based. No, you have the full control over your own mind. We were born with it, and we never are going to teach our children again to become narrowed in their consciousness, but learn from the beginning
to expand to it all. And that's the real school of life, and wherein the soul is a flower, and it's amazing.
I love it. Wim, thank you so much for coming on the show, man.
Right
on. That was incredible. Guys, I am literally speechless. That was one of the most incredible hours of my life. I hope that you guys were as hit by that as I was. That was beyond extraordinary.
Welcome to the Alpha Male Buddhist from Brooklyn podcast. I'm your host, Miguel. I like to cover topics from ancient history, great leaders and generals from the past, and I also like to talk about self-realization, truth, critical thinking, and strategic spirituality. Outside the box, nonconformist. I'm here to shatter the myths of the mainstream media and the beta sheeple narrative. My email address is alphamalebuddhist@gmail.com. My website is alphamalebuddhist.podbean.com. My Instagram is alphamalebuddhist. And check out my YouTube channel, Alpha Male Buddhist, and that's on YouTube. It is the podcast accompanied with video clips that integrate exactly with the podcast, so it's motivational and inspirational. I also have promotional t-shirts. If you go to my website, alphamalebuddhist.podbean.com, you can see the promotional t-shirts there. Reach out to me. Also, if you have any show notes or any suggestions that you would like to hear on the podcast, just reach out and see if I can get that done. I've been getting some really great emails and feedback from my listeners, which is great. So I want to thank you for listening, and namaste.